Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is January 5th. There's a couple of the left field options that are off the board, so we got to figure out what the pie chart looks like now. That's what we're doing. Let's do it. Let's talk Yanks. When I do the pie chart, what do you think?
Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Metachart.com.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Save It.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. My name is John Boy. His name is Jake. We got producer BBD in the corner. Quick little update for the people at home about the left field. It's still like the one thing. I like the rotation. I like the bullpen. Besides the people without options. Currently left field, we need it. So we made our pie chart last week. Some people aren't around anymore, Jake. They're off the chart. Their pie has been eaten. That's fun.
I think some of our bigger pie charters, James, Davis, everyone tuning in with us. Yeah, it's, New Year. We got through New Year's Eve. We got through the holidays. We're here. We're, I think, less than 6 weeks from pitchers and catchers. We were doing some math earlier. Notorious Math Pod Talking Yanks. Yeah, man, it's kind of the one thing that we feel is going to be addressed in one way or another. We know they brought in some minor league options. Ooh, Rafael Ortega.
Yeah.
Just saw that.
Came in last night.
Willie Calhoun, we talked about him a little bit.
Not Cole
Calhoun. Different guy. Who's also a free agent, though.
So he'll be a spring training
invite. So we might have to put him on there.
You have Willie Calhoun, Cole Calhoun, and Garrett Cole, and you stand them next to each other, and it's one of those Jeopardy things.
How about this? I'm going to hit you.
Not Jeopardy, Jake. Wheel of Fortune.
I'm going to hit you, Mike, in the Mad Dog style. Let's do this the right way. Are the Yanks going to bring in anyone to play left field? Because that should be a part of the pie chart at this point.
It'd be like Garrett Cole, Calhoun. It doesn't really work.
Doesn't work.
It's like the cat, yeah, because they're not all.
Because it doesn't connect like that.
Yeah, it doesn't connect like that.
No.
Yeah. I think Michael Hermosillo got a minor league deal.
Hermosillo in hell. I told him that on the field once.
So all the left field in spring training is, kind of like not to be too mean. No, it's mean what I was going to say.
Right.
You know, there's an island in a Christmas cartoon where a certain theme of toys hang out.
You don't want to say the M word?
And I don't want to say that.
Wouldn't say that about one of these guys.
So you think there might be an M option on the pie
There's
chart?
There's a band, has a song, Swing, Swing.
That's not the M's, is it?
Two different terms. That's not the M's.
Okay.
That's the R's. The AARs.
The AARs.
Yeah.
The Yankees AAA team, like, legitimately, they have Elijah Dunham, our guy, the one outfielder there. So I think these moves feel a little bit more about having them have a full roster, if that's fair to say.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of in a nervous area right now.
Same. Because in my brain, it's Profar or Oswaldo / Hicks. And I don't want Profar I don't think I want Profar.
We don't know, really.
Nor do I think it's likely. It just seems like Reynolds isn't going to happen the way that they're talking about his value and what the Varsho deal did for that, which is a conversation. Feels like Kepler, everybody knows, isn't what they need.
Oh, I forgot about Kepler.
He's on the pie chart.
Shit.
The slice that was Hicks / Oswaldo start out there, and then they address it mid-season or one of them win the job.
Gotten bigger.
It's gotten bigger. Sizably.
And like,
take Benintini's slice, and Hicks and Oswaldo ate that slice. They ate. Hicks and Oswaldo ate Benny.
I had a couple Benintinis on New Year's. Yeah, hopefully. No, it's... Man, the Hicks-Oswaldo left field pie chart with a splash of the All-American R's or the Island of M toys.
You kind of gave it all away.
That feels like it's getting more real, and in my head I was just like, hey, I hope the Cubs are bad this year so the Yankees get Happ at the deadline. I've seen a lot of people say the Yankees could still trade for Ian Happ. Like, no, they went out and they brought in like a whole new team, and Ian Happ has 1 year left, and they're going to try to compete to start. But yeah, Jerkson Profar, I talked about him a little bit today. It's just really weird. I mean, he had a 3-WAR season last year. The numbers are all right. It's half of his career WAR. So, like, what are you kind of banking on? And when we originally did this conversation, we were mad at his versatility, but then we found out he only played left field last year, so we shouldn't be mad at that.
Who, Profar?
Profar.
Yeah. If the last two seasons he only played left field, right? He grades out poorly.
The year before, he mixed in a little bit, and it was by far mostly left field.
Last year was left field, DH. The year before, some center for he moved around, which scared us a little bit at first because we were like, the Yankees might overuse that. I don't know, man. I'm just getting a little nervous because right now the top half of our lineup is listed as Glaber, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton. We like those guys. DJ's not even listed yet. He's currently listed as a bench piece for the Yanks because we don't know about his foot. This is on FanGraphs.
The latest update I thought was nearing towards no surgery. And it feels like if they
at
were
this
surgery,
point,
it had to be of surgery, yeah.
But right now, here's the second half of our lineup from FanGraphs. Josh Donaldson, who had
stud.
A bad year last year.
He did.
He would tell you that. I like to think. Offensively.
Offensively,
he would tell you.
And then I think he was getting going, but
he's
he got suspended,
close.
And then he got hurt.
He's getting close.
Everyone hated him.
Not everyone. Oswaldo Cabrera, is basically a rookie, like if we're being honest. I mean, he got a little bit of a taste last year, but basically a rookie. Harrison Bader, who had an awesome playoff run, but he's out there to be a defensive guy. Peraza, basically a rookie. Trevino, out there to be a glove guy. So the second half of our lineup currently is like zoinks.
It's currently five guys who are glove first.
Yes.
Say that with confidence.
What'd you find over there, Janice?
Nothing.
All right.
T-Wade and his girlfriend broke up.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was still with the Yankees.
He's with Oakland.
He's with Oakland. If Tyler Wade was still with the Yankees, he'd be starting left fielder. Because he'd have a great spring. He'd just have such a great spring. That's what I did. Oh, my God. Because I thought he was still with the team. If you look at who played left field in AAA last year, who do you think got the most games in left field in AAA last year for the
left
Yankees?
Left field for the Yankees.
AAA.
I mean, it wasn't Oswaldo because he's an infielder.
Ryan Lamar?
Ryan Lamar got the third most games at AAA. He had 18. Third most.
I mean, it's not... I mean, Florial was in center, right?
88 games in center for Esteban Florial, who is still on the team. People might think he's an option, but I...
Yeah.
He's out of minor league options.
Yeah, he's out of options.
So he has to either have a great spring training.
What a treat that would be, my guy. The baby deer puts it together this spring.
And if Volpe or... Volpe... Never mind.
All right.
Someone's... Yeah, never mind.
Never mind.
We're just talking about a lot of kids, man.
Andujar.
Pirates.
Most games
most
in
left field.
Starts. And then Matt Pita, our friend.
Matt Pita.
Ryan Lamar, legend. Chris Owings, LeCastro, Ender Inciarte, Jose Peraza, Tyler Wade. So, like, no prospects.
No.
Played left field for the Yankees last year.
No.
Matt Pita's the only one I think that is...
You would call him a prospect, but you might not find him on a lot of prospect lists.
Yeah, but he's got a nice mustache.
And he was on Talking Yanks
early.
Like, there's some sauce there.
Virginia Military Institute, Matt Peter. So my point is, that's why they're stocking up on these AARs and Ms, and that's why they need a left fielder. Who are they going to get, Jake?
Yeah.
So what's the pie chart?
I mean, I got to tell you this. Rafael Ortega is like a major leaguer who played 118 games for the Cubs last year, signed yesterday, and like can also play center field. And remember when we did our left field discussion before? We kind of needed a guy that could also be the backup center fielder.
Is he the backup center fielder, left fielder?
I think currently right now, Rafael Ortega is our left fielder slash backup center fielder.
I expected to flip to his page and the offensive numbers to be a lot worse.
They're not great.
They aren't something to be joyous about.
The past 2 years
it's
combined are good.
It's a lot closer to league average than I was expecting.
The past 2 years, Rafael Ortega has played 221 games, 265, 344, a 753 OPS. And he's a lefty.
Oh, 2021, good numbers.
Yeah.
I was just looking at last year.
And I mean, the numbers don't look great last year, but it's closer to league average than our head normally.
Let's ask Hap.
Ask Ian Happ how Rafael Ortega is.
Can you text Ian Happ and say, is Ortega going to be the starting left fielder for the Yankees?
Okay.
Like, based on just where, Twitter had been, I assumed he, like, fully fell off. I was like, no, he hit at a major league level.
While Jake texts Happ, do you know that Litke got back to me? Should I update people? He treated me like a damn cop. Like, I'm one of, like he's a firefighter, and I was his, like, cop friend. Now, he treated me like Jack Curry. I love you, Litke. But it was kind of like...
Yeah, he treated you like a reporter.
Yeah.
Like you are Jack
Curry. Like, I was like Jack Curry.
Well, not the new Jack Curry.
Dude, Jack Curry changes his main interest for one night?
And everyone's all up.
That's how pigeonholed he is. He can't have one night where he tweets about not the Yankees. And everyone's like, oh, you must have been hacked. Like, that's why it's so scary being a one-niche guy. Gets nuts. Anyway, Licky said this. He said, I love my time in New York, but it's just part of the business. Yes, I have a beard and will definitely be keeping it. As for pitching through stuff throughout the season, everyone's arm and body feels like crap. But at the end of the day, nobody cares what you feel like. They pay me to pitch and get people out. So unless something is broken or torn, I just suck it up and do my job. And I didn't reply because...
Oh, no.
Jake told me to reply... I'm not a cop. And I think that's the only applicable response. But I don't know if he'll get it.
That Lucas
like,
Litke.
All right, man, I'm not a cop.
Yeah. I don't know what you think we're doing.
The only response that makes sense, but I don't know if he'll understand what I'm saying.
I guess in fairness to him, we are reading his response verbatim on
that's
on
fair.
A show.
That's fair to him. That is fair to him. But, yeah.
Thanks for getting back to us, Lucas. Good luck in Atlanta.
Good luck in Atlanta.
He's going to look good in that uniform.
Getting excited for the beard.
That Lucas Litke update was brought to you by Roman. Roman, ro.co/JohnBoy. ro.co/JohnBoy. 20% off your entire first order. Roman, might start doing that. They are the digital health clinic for men, addressing a variety of sexual health needs and offering genuine medication that helps achieve and maintain a strong erection. Like those.
Hey-o.
Roman offers discreet wipes that help you last 4 times longer in bed, if that's something you're looking for. Jim?
Oh, nope.
Maybe.
And if we have a deal in our house. Let's get this over with.
And if you've got low T, getting testosterone levels back to normal can help increase your libido. Sounds like we could use some of that.
That's not a deal in my house.
if it's appropriate for you.
It was a lie.
Go to romanro.co/johnboy. And uh-oh, Jim, I've got a big update.
Hap's calling you.
Call for me and Hap.
Tell him we're live on the air.
Ian Hap.
Are we talking Yanks?
We're talking Yanks, baby. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. How you doing, Jim?
I'm good. I'm interested in Ortega.
Is he our guy?
You guys got guys. Ortega is an awesome dude, great teammate, loves to pull the ball in the air, and I think he will love the short porch.
You're telling Ian Hap, you're going to tell us. You already texted me this, so I was excited for you to call. You're telling me Rafael Ortega, the left-handed hitter, likes pulling the ball in the air?
I'm saying he's a lefty that's very good at pulling it in the air.
I mean, you don't know what frenzy you just put a bunch of Yankee fans into.
Which the at Wrigley does not play very well because the wind at Wrigley does not work for pulling the ball in the air. And I'm pretty sure Wrigley last year was like almost last in the league in left-handed home runs when it comes to ballpark factor. But that's not the case in Yankee Stadium. Good place for him to hit for sure. Solid defender, really good arm. Like I said, great dude, great teammate.
That's weird you knew that lefty Wrigley Field stat off the top of your head.
You gotta know your stuff. I'm a podcaster. Gotta know my stuff.
Yeah, Jim.
I'm looking at his spray chart now of all batted balls in the air, projected to go over 300 feet, and I'm going to look at it and put it over the dimensions of Yankee Stadium. Holy shit!
Do you need just the Wrigley ones, or are you looking at just all?
I didn't do just the Wrigley ones. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more home runs at Yankee Stadium than he had last year.
Looks like he walks a lot, too.
Good eye, like Happer?
Good eye, yeah. Is that a... He crushes righties. Is that a good... is that batted balls, like, projected, or is that where they actually landed?
Projected. They don't have where they land, but projected.
Yeah. Yeah, I like projected because I don't like when they show the spray chart of guys, and they're like, this guy would have hit 58 homers if he played at Wrigley this year. But that's like, yeah, man, it really flies in Colorado. And if you put all those balls in Wrigley Field, like, yeah, it looked like he hit 84 homers. But there's some wind and stuff.
So now I'm looking at just the ones at Wrigley. Because, you know, you play your games on the road. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They were all at Wrigley.
Yep. A lot of outs to right field in the air at Wrigley. It's very demoralizing. Just ask Riz.
Man.
So Riz.
So we just picked up, how many homers did he hit last year?
7.
So 14. But if I do 2020, because his 2021 season was amazing. Not amazing, but
it's great.
It was good.
It was really good.
2021 plus 2022, he's hitting the ball better in 2021. Spray chart.
What was Riz saying, Happer?
Well, Riz said, you know, when he looked up at the end of April and had like 8 or 10 pumps, whatever he had, he was like, this doesn't suck. Instead of like fighting the breeze there, hitting 200, just itching it out until you get to June.
It's a really nice stadium in the Bronx.
I've heard it's nice. I've heard it's a nice place. Yeah, I visited the second deck there one time.
11 homers, more homers at Yankee Stadium over the last two seasons in his home games than at Wrigley.
Wow.
Is that significant? How does that change your slug? I could use 11 more homers. See what my slug is.
You want me to do yours, Happer?
No, I don't know.
You want a little recruiting trip?
If I would hit 25 last year, it'd be looking a lot better.
I gotcha.
Jim's on it now. What are you up to, Happer? I don't wanna keep you if you're up to something.
I'm hanging out. I just got back from the golf course, had some practice in.
68, nice.
I fired a 69 a couple of days ago. It was pretty tight.
Oh.
Pretty tight.
Okay. But not today, it sounds like.
No, I played 6 holes. It's even.
So a lot less than 69. Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a really good round.
Okay. Yours is interesting, Hap. You got three doubles that would have been homers at Yankee Stadium that were doubles at Wrigley. And one sacrifice, two fly balls. So we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to right field. But you hit two homers to left center that would not have been homers at Yankee Stadium, because that's a bomb.
Yeah, I would try to hit the ball in the air a lot more to right field and a lot less to left field if I played at Yankee Stadium. I said that when we were around the trade deadline and New York was someplace that was popping up in the old rumor mills. It's like left center there is a lot bigger than it is at Wrigley.
Yeah. Even right center, when you get past that little alleyway, it gets deep.
Silly. Just got to turn on it.
Yeah, you should turn it in the air.
Yeah. Didn't you, and I'm just blanking, top of my head right now, did you go second deck at the stadium last year, or am I misremembering that?
Yeah, I might have done that. Okay. I might have done that.
Wow. Wow. Gone at Wrigley, too, probably.
No. Actually, I was gone at Wrigley. Depends on the wind. It was 99 at, like...
Hit it too high.
I don't know, 25 or 28 or whatever it is. That's not at Wrigley. I swear to God. You might be like, no way, win the second deck. I promise you, balls at 99 are outs at Wrigley Field.
That's crazy.
I remember two or three specifically I hit last year at like 99 at like 30, 35. They're homers like in so many places because that's a good number down the line. And like I had just hit two in Milwaukee that were kind of like similar numbers and same thing, like not even to the warning track. As soon as it comes off the bat, you're like, no, that's not a homer.
You hit a bomb off Jake Cousins. Do you remember this?
Yep.
3-3, bottom seventh, runners on the corners, hanging slider, absolute bomb. The outfielders give up on it off the wall at Wrigley.
That was opening day. Yeah.
Projected to be a home run in every stadium by so much.
And it went like three. It was measured at like 420 or 425 or something. Like, what was the distance? The distance is like 420 feet and it's in the park at Wrigley Field. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's, I don't know if they have it.
Caught it 425, so you caught it off the end of the bat.
411 on this one. Yeah, 411 it says. But yeah, that.
411 to right center. And, you know, they painted those numbers on that brick wall about 120 years ago, so I'm not sure if they're exactly right. They weren't using the range finder I was using on the golf course today.
That was just a guy walking.
Yeah, he was actually pacing it out. He had size 12 shoes, and he just put them one over the other.
Honestly?
Honestly, like, probably, yeah. That's how we do the blitzball mound. It's 19 of my steps. Cool. Hey, well, thanks for calling in. Big-time Talking Yanks super fan and Ortega supporter.
Did we get to 100,000 on JM Baseball today?
We're close.
Let's see.
All right, I'll pump it tonight. We're recording tonight, too. I'll pump it.
Nice.
Get the boys to 100K. Have a great episode, fellas.
Compound lads. Hey, thanks, Ian Happ.
Hey, see ya.
See ya.
So,
what's that?
So
the Yankees.
So no one's talking about.
Guys, I think we're like breaking this.
But no, because there was a stretch because of the juice balls in 2019. Where Cash was on a heater, and everybody was like, he's the next Gio Urshela, and that died because a lot didn't happen. And I think Cashman is telling his crew, this is our next Gio Urshela breakout guy.
Because, by the way, this guy checks every box. He's lefty. He can play center field.
And in 2021, he hit for average.
And it's not like he was...
And he walks?
It's not like he
90th
was
percentile walks.
Awful last year. Like, he was a 95 OPS plus. Like, the guy was a good day at the plate from being a league average hitter. And we just talked about that if he played at Yankee Stadium, he probably has 7 more homers.
Yeah.
In Wrigley, he was playing center field.
Like,
think he's got a slice.
Let's call Joe's and let him know.
Oh, should we call Joe's in here? Is Joe's going to be hype or sad?
Confused.
Don't want me to grab Joe's?
Yeah, can we grab Joe's, McFly?
Call two him guest in here. Episode.
Is Frank Luna in the chat?
Is Frank Luna in the chat?
I guess no one's responding. I'll check the chat. Joe's, can you come share a mic with me?
Sneak in there. We have news for you.
I'm sorry. I was just editing like a picture of.
Okay, well, we have news for you. We know the Yankees. What'd he say? What happened?
It's just a little tough.
I don't think we can talk about it. I'm talking Yanks.
Okay, well,
but we have huge. Like Joe's, genuinely, we have pretty big news for you.
The Yankees have picked up their starting left fielder.
Oh, really?
You missed it. Rafael Ortega.
Oh?
Your thoughts?
I'm sorry. No disrespect to the Ortegas.
Okay. Here. Don't look at my laptop.
Joe's, what are some things the Yankees want in their left fielder? Like maybe left-handed, like yeah, plays defense. Good defense.
What about a left-handed hitter who can play center field and left field and in 2021 slashed 291, 360 on base with an 823 OPS? You like that?
Buck 20 games.
2022.
Yeah, how many games?
103 in 2021. 2022, not as great. 241 batting average, 333 on base, 358 slug, 688 OPS, 95 OPS plus.
So he was average.
Yeah. He hit 7 home runs in 2022.
Where is he playing?
Seven of those in home games would have been home runs at Yankee Stadium.
Seven non-homers.
He would have had 14 at Yankee Stadium.
His home games were at Yankee
Stadium.
He
got 4 years of control? Did I just see that?
31 years old already. But
oh.
It's not okay, the focal point.
Did he strike out?
No.
Hasn't in his yet.
Walks a lot.
Not with the Yankees.
He hasn't yet? Did you just seriously say that to me? Yeah, he did not.
League average strikeout. Here, right?
Yeah. The Yankee. He's a Yankee. All right. So look, this is his spray chart. And that's Yankee Stadium. So that's double homer.
Oh.
Okay. Now he likes it.
All right. Is he, can you, real quick, just show me real quick. Is he affected by the shift? Quite a bit. I'm like,
ooh, as he lost batting average.
Big time into lefties that are affected by the shift.
Okay, so I will search.
It looks like in the air balls are pulled, but he might be closer to all over.
I'll search exit velocity over 95. You know what? First, we'll just do ground ball with exit velocity over 90. That's a hard hit ball.
Okay.
Hard hit grounders.
Hard hit
grounders and line drives.
And then we'll just look at the spray chart, which will tell us where he hits them and where a lot of the outs came from. So the results of this are a ton of outs.
Hey.
Shift side.
I kind of like that. I think that there's going to be a lot of lefties that are going to get a big tick upwards because they've probably been shifted a lot.
I mean, yeah, you can't. This is probably a lot of shortstop here and second base in the field. Like,
yep.
Like who's fielding this one right here? It was a Taijuan Walker split finger, 2-2 count that he hits.
How's he look in the box?
Oh no, that's an out no matter what.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's see how he looks in the box.
How's he look in the box? Like,
let's watch another one.
You guys are watching the video over there. Give me like an instant scouting report.
Okay, so here he is batting lefty.
Oh, that's good sounding.
If someone took Matsui and squeezed him a little. Kind of stiff, but the knees are bent.
That's a great. I love what you just said.
Yeah.
Matsui, because they both kind of bad.
High down. Socks. The hands are chest high, a little back. Looks a little bored, which I like out of my batting stance.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that.
Minimum movement, big swing.
Looks like I'm forward a little.
Matt Carpenter, but bent a little bit and less of a man. But these are ground outs we're looking at.
Yeah, right. All right. You bring up a Rafael Ortega homer and, like, give me the energy that comes from it. Is it pimped? Is it nonchalant? Does he stay through the zone a while?
Joe wants to see doubles instead.
Joe's, what'd you think about Jack Curry showing the other side of him the other night?
Can a guy express hobbies?
He doesn't have to just tweet about baseball. Yeah, he has music stuff too. People didn't
Jack
mind
Curry,
that.
That's a little tough. Jack Curry, that was a little tough. I hope not.
Maybe that was his son.
Jeez.
Okay. We're looking up.
All right.
Hey, he's legged out some doubles. All his homers are to right field last year. He doesn't have a single homer to center or left or even right center.
This is Didi.
When did this happen?
This is Didi's spray chart.
We just signed prime Didi to play left field.
Hey, what's this shot? Can I see that?
This one is
lefties that go left center field.
Okay. Anyway. This is off of the Padres. 87 mile per hour changeup and just over Grisham's head. That's just a nice hard hit ball. Homer? Oh. No, you told me to click it. It's a double. Is he a speed guy? Well, he's a good center fielder, so you would think. Let's watch this. This is his biggest bomb.
Doesn't stick out.
Okay. This is off Humberto Castellanos, Jake Snakes, in Arizona. It's a 1-0 pitch. He hits it 428 feet.
Mm.
Oh.
Wow.
He turned on it?
Damn. Yeah.
He launched it.
Did he squash the bug with his right foot?
He really lifted that.
Yeah, his right foot never comes off the ground, just squashes.
That was
small little hitch, not a kick. The foot never really comes up.
Not a toe tap.
He absolutely demolishes this ball. He destroyed that. 420 feet. Here, want to see it?
Is this your opening day left fielder?
Here, Jake, watch.
I'm watching it.
I'm getting sold. when was he acquired?
This guy.
Last night.
Oh, I messed up.
Minor league deal.
All right.
Oh, minor league
deal. You want to watch one of these hustle doubles?
Like spring training.
You want to see him out the box?
No. Yeah. Let's see.
Wait, is he hustling right now?
It's a 7-0. Well, okay.
What's that left fielder doing? Come on.
O'Neill wasn't caring about the game. I think it was Tyler O'Neill.
7-0.
7-0. The Cardinals weren't going after the ball. Okay, let's see.
There's a triple somewhere? Oh, you didn't.
I didn't put triples. You told me you like doubles, so I didn't put triples. Base is loaded. Ooh, slice is 96. That was fair. Clears him. All right, let's look up his splits then, Jake.
Okay, yeah, splits.
You go to Baseball Reference and find interesting stuff. I'll go to Baseball Savant and find interesting stuff.
Because, I mean, we wouldn't even need him. No, we got righties. If he doesn't hit lefties. Yeah, he doesn't hit lefties. That's fine.
He's 5'11", 180.
5'9", 175.
Yeah, he's got a bad goatee, so we'll help him out there. Oh, he sprays the ball. Look at these singles everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
You like his spray charge.
I like that.
Guys.
Oh, let's look at this.
Look at his walk rate. 90% walk rate.
He doesn't hit lefties at all.
Well, there's not that many of them.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
We got righties.
Yeah.
We got too many righties.
Cool. Hicks can face the lefties.
No. what are you saying?
Oswaldo can too.
Career versus lefties.
Hicks needs a fresh start somewhere.
90 games, 140 at-bats, 179, 273, 460. He doesn't touch lefties.
He crushed change-ups last year. 293 batting average, 379 slug against change-ups. He hit those really well. Fastballs as well. Breaking balls, not so much.
We can work on that.
Did you guys talk about the Shields?
The writing numbers are good.
Doesn't he have a major league invite?
The Shields?
Yeah, he has a DeShields.
Delino DeShields?
Yes.
My guy?
That's Jimmy's guy.
Didn't the Yankees acquire him?
When?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, Joe's.
Are you breaking something?
Junior or senior?
Did he message you?
Don't look at that.
I see the same
thing. Is that the Google picture?
If you guys want to Google Delino DeShields at home, you'll see what we were just looking at. That's a dude. That's a really tough first picture.
For him to Google his own name, happened to you.
I don't like that.
That
exact issue with Google.
Not exact, but very similar.
Damn, man. Okay, let's see. Rafael Ortega. Who's a pitcher in division? What team? All right, Gausman. Gausman got good numbers against him. All right. Well, I think so. Joe's is all in. You like Ortega?
I do. I could have sworn that the Yankees did acquire this person, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
So you like the Shield? You like Ortega?
I think he's more of an option than anyone I saw gave credit for last night when they reacted to him signing.
Right?
Like, do you think Cashman right now and his crew are a little bit like Burns' giddy fingers, like, we got our next Urshela?
For a minor league deal?
People don't know about this guy.
Gio was.
Gio, they paid $25,000 for him.
You don't think that they'll rather go with, I don't think that they'll go two kids. You can't go two kids. You could do one.
I mean, is he not the perfect right now? Give him the first 6 weeks, and then Oswaldo wins it back, or you just wait out and you trade for Hap.
Is he better than Cabrera? You think?
Would you rather roll the dice with Ortega for 2 months and not give up any prospects, or would you rather trade Peraza or the Martian for Reynolds?
Reynolds.
I'd do the Martian for Reynolds, but I don't think I'd do Peraza.
I mean, if you're giving me the option of Reynolds is there, and you're saying either or, you're not even saying both.
I think it'd be like a package with one of the pitchers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do Peraza.
You wouldn't do that?
If it's only one, I think I'm going Reynolds.
I don't know if I'd do Peraza. Unless they really don't believe him, and I don't know it. I love his stolen bases. And he's 21 years old. You get him for 7 years. Stolen bases galore. No shift. Defense first. I mean, I don't know. We'll see if Volpe just thinks him out. Reynolds does?
Volpe does.
Yeah. I'm not getting rid of Volpe.
Right.
Volpe.
Is it Volpe? I think it's Volpe.
Is Volpe?
I think somebody posted a video of him saying it, I think.
Volpe.
Who knows? Jake doesn't even know how to say his name.
I don't.
What's your name?
I think it's Jake Storiali. But it might be Storial.
I thought the one thing you were confident about was the E sound at the end.
No, there's a lot of people that don't even call him that. Like, we have best friends. One of our good friends calls him Storial. What does Rose call you? He pronounces it different than I pronounce it.
Storiali.
Yes, and I say Storiali. Like
more E's.
More E's.
Storiali.
Storiali. That's maybe how I say it. No one knows.
Wait, what's your parents say?
He hasn't talked to them in years.
They're not sure. Everyone's just kind of smiles.
What is Jake going to tell his kids? That's what his dad tells him. I don't know.
You could just make it up right now. You're right.
You can make a decision.
Which one do you like?
It's not my name.
Could be.
Trade names.
Get married.
Name trade?
Jake Solano?
Joseph Storiali? Jake Solano? Guys, it doesn't even change anything about either of you.
It doesn't change
anything. You guys don't become new people at all.
I think when Joe showed up, Joseph Storiali, to some places, they'd be like, Storiali, huh?
I think
Joseph Storiali.
He would pronounce it Storiali.
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 Yeah, of course. I'll say that I'm like...
What was the name you guys were on Pinstripe Strong were saying all Italian last year?
Marinaccio?
Marinazio.
Marinazio.
Yes, Marinazio.
Yeah. He's good.
He is.
Got weird with him last year, huh?
Yeah. Got his brother.
Jesus.
Mr. Sweet.
All right.
All right.
Ortega. He's in.
Sounds like it's him, right?
Go Yanks. Tell him, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.